So Eva said, I wish I was recording the stuff that was happening off the air here. First of all, she was just getting a massage by two of the, how many are we up to now? Four lesbians?
Four lesbians.
Yeah. And a house
of
lesbians.
Oh, my God, until you've been double teamed, it is, you're not living.
We got that one, right?
The massage.
Okay. We're on for that one.
The four-handed massage. It was so good.
Yeah.
I'm ordering that at the next massage place I
go. Yeah. Eva only likes four hands.
Well, who wants four penises?
Yeah.
We're never going to be invited back here for a summer barbecue or anything.
No. Eva off the air says a few minutes ago, I got a fat tongue and a small throat. Can you explain the context of that?
Yes. So that's why I need a CPAP, because I have a small hole in my throat's small, but my tongue is fat. So when my tongue lays over my throat, that's why I have sleep apnea.
Okay. So okay.
What could you do? Make my hole bigger?
Well, can't you get a tongue reduction?
I don't know. But I mean,
doesn't that make sense to me?
If you don't want me to scream, keep that tongue where it is. Okay. I don't want anybody making my tongue skinny. I mean,
well, if you had a skinny tongue and a big hole, you wouldn't have the problem.
Are we still talking about my throat?
That would be a big hole.
You know what I'm saying? So,
have you guys peeing your pants yet? You've been laughing all morning.
Eva's all kind of giddy this morning because Chuck came over last night.
My CPAP guy.
Chuck, the CPAP crew.
Chuck! So I'm upgraded now to the fancy CPAP and the even fancier new nose pillows. These are just on the market, and they are smooth.
Eva's tongue's so big, and her hole is so small, she needs two CPAPs.
I have a travel CPAP,
yeah.
And then I have my new bedroom one.
Yeah.
And in the morning, you get results.
You get results on your CPAP?
You do. You look at it, and then you get either happy faces if it's happy with you, or frownies if it's not.
Wait a minute. Now, Eva named her CPAP machine after Chuck, the CPAP repairman.
Because he's the most patient man I've ever met in my life.
And she's in love with him. And so now the CPAP machine, which you've named Chuck.
I named it Chuck 4 years ago.
Looks up at you.
Mm-hmm. With a happy face this morning. It was my first morning, and I got a happy face. Now, this is what's interesting, is I want to get up because I want to wake up and turn over and look at my thing to see if I've got a happy face.
So it's what gets you out of bed, is to see if you roll over and roll over and see if Chuck's smiling at you.
Chuck is in love. Chuck! Chuck is in love.
Yeah, see? This is 100% a real crush. She says, no, it's not. But she, when he called on, I don't know, what was it, Friday, Monday, whenever, and she's going, hey, Chuck, I need you to check out my CPAP.
It's not code.
Yeah. I think it might need some new tubing. And my nose pillows have gotten a little worn, if you know what I mean, Chuck.
Chuck!
So I need you to come over and take a look under the hood. You know what I mean.
Chuck is in love.
I just want to make you smile, Chuck.
Chuck is in love.
No frownies, please.
My goal to make you happy
Chuck
in the morning.
Chuck is in love.
That was so Monday I figured out the crush, and then Chuck was coming over Thursday, and she's going, we can't talk about this on Wednesday, because if he comes over, it's going to be awkward.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be awkward.
Mm-hmm. And what did we do?
Talked about it every day.
Every day.
Every
right.
Monday left me broken. Tuesday I was through with hoping. Wednesday my empty arms were open. Thursday
Chuck.
Waiting for me.
Chuck!
Waiting for me.
I just want to make you smile, Chuck. I just can't quit you, Chuck.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
although, I'll tell you what, she comes in a bad mood. I know it's because Chuck frowned at her in the morning. Michael Neighbor Show. You're on the coast.